You're listening to SBS News. 35% of Australians over 16 are now completely vaccinated against COVID-19, and just 20.5% of Indigenous Australians have had both doses. The federal government has been forced to defend its rollout after New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro said the Commonwealth should have ensured Indigenous Australians were vaccinated months ago, as they were meant to be among the first to get inoculations. The state had another 3 deaths and 1,164 locally acquired cases, including 54 cases in western New South Wales. 4 were in the small, predominantly Indigenous town of Wilcannia. Chief Executive of the Wilcannia Local Aboriginal Land Council, Jenny Thwaites, says New South Wales Health is trying to get portable accommodation to the town to help infected people isolate.
The reason that we're in as much trouble as we are is because the accommodation has been incredibly overcrowded for many years, and money is just cut back and cut back from both social and Aboriginal housing.
After the criticism from New South Wales, the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken White, told Parliament that AstraZeneca was made available to more than 150 Indigenous communities in March, and an Indigenous Vaccine Coordination Committee was established last year. Ken White says one major challenge is vaccine hesitancy among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders.
Hesitancy is an issue that we have to overcome. And our work on the number of vaccinations is increasing. We have 37% have had their first dose. 20.5% have had their second dose. So the numbers are increasing. We still have a lot of work to do. And so we will continue to focus on making sure people are vaccinated and safe.
In Wilcannia, Jenny Thwaites says the Royal Flying Doctor Service has been among those offering vaccines. She says Indigenous people from other parts of the state's west have wanted to come to Wilcannia to get vaccinated.
We seem to have been reasonably well serviced with, needles. But I do know that in other Aboriginal communities, people are ringing up from Cobar, Dubbo, I'm not sure about Broken Hill, saying, can we come over there and get vaccinated, Aboriginal people? Because the federal rollout has not been good, and the fact that they simply didn't act quickly enough to get enough vaccines to start with. I mean, I'm only repeating what large numbers of people have been saying for a long time, and the Prime Minister just refuses to acknowledge that there was a stuff-up.
The union representing nurses in New South Wales is warning the hospital system is at risk of reaching a breaking point. The state government has acknowledged the system is under pressure with the rising number of COVID-19 patients, but Premier Gladys Berejiklian insists it will cope. But the Nurses and Midwives Association says nurses are not getting enough support and are fatigued and burnt out. General Secretary Brett Holmes says nurses who received specialist training last year in critical care must now be deployed.
Our call on the government is to bring forward those people who were upskilled last year in order to be able to use the 2,000 ventilators they say they have available, bring them into our currently overworked intensive care units and give them some practical experience alongside the currently overworked intensive care unit nurses.
Scott Morrison says the federal government has secured 500,000 Pfizer doses in a vaccine swap deal with Singapore. The Prime Minister says Singapore will send the Pfizer doses, which are soon to expire, this week. Mr. Morrison says they'll go to Australians next week and will be shared among the states and territories on the basis of population.
500,000 more doses of hope. That comes on top of the some 4.5 million that we already have planned for September and the 1 million Moderna doses and the many other millions of doses that are available from our AstraZeneca production to ensure that we can continue on in September with the strong surge that we had over August. It's a dose swap deal, which simply means we're taking the 500,000 they have now, So we can put that into our distribution this month coming in September, and we will provide them with 500,000 in December.
Canberra's lockdown has been extended for another fortnight due to concerns over mystery coronavirus cases. The lockdown won't lift before midnight on the 17th of September, as the ACT recorded another 13 infections. Victoria had another 76 locally acquired cases, with 45 linked to existing outbreaks, and 36 were in isolation for the whole of their infectious period. Premier Daniel Andrews says the state will reveal a plan on Wednesday for a potential gradual easing of its lockdown. Mr. Andrews stressed that Australia's overall vaccination rate of 35% is too low, and getting to a vaccination target of 80% will be important for reopening safely.
We will cope with unvaccinated people becoming infected and becoming sick when we have reached the 70 and, most importantly, the 80% vaccination target. Today, as I stand here now, Victoria and the nation has only 35% of people double dose covered. 35%, not 80% vaccinated, 35% vaccinated. The notion of trying to cope with a pandemic when you are open with very few rules, when so few people are vaccinated, we know what that would mean. It would mean not hundreds of cases, it would mean thousands of cases.
And the AFL has announced this season's grand final will not be played at the Melbourne Cricket Ground because of lockdown restrictions. The match will be played at Optus Stadium in Perth on Saturday, the 25th of September. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.